Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. This is beautiful Thursday, the 24th. And present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for a legal staff update and to consider action items. And we have two listed on the agenda. So let's just take them in the order that they're there for this morning. Consider signing resolution to credit property taxes with judicial interest to Precipity Court.
Chairman, Commissioners, this is a resolution we've got attached. It involves a settlement between Pacific Corp and the tax commission. You've got three attachments to this. The letter from the tax commission did indicate it was permissible, and it's permissible under the code to do a credit for next year's taxes, $57. So it doesn't amount to a lot. It's a lot of work for that amount, but we have to go through the process.
We're actually just going to credit the second half of the 2024 taxes.
That's right.
And not credit 2025.
Okay.
Decreasing what's due in June.
Okay.
On two accounts.
Yeah, legal's review, it's reviewed, it's permissible under the statute to do it that way, and it's, I think, the simplest method.
Permissible procedure, okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
May I make some comments on this?
Please do.
Yep. So on the whereas for this, and I appreciate the work by legal and our treasurer's just following what the judicial hand down was on this, but in the detail for this, it is pretty interesting that Pacific Corp lobbied to get a tax credit because their income projection, they are saying that the state of Idaho, that the method they used in assessing the value didn't adequately account for the wildfire liabilities and other factors like aging equipment, vegetation, encroachment on power lines, and weather conditions. And I would submit that if everyone applied for and won a reduction in taxes based on that, that to me seems like it should belong. That's just a cost of doing business. There's nothing we can do about it, but for the record, this $57.62, it's all cumulative, and there's a lot of hand downs that continue to impact Canyon County taxpayers, so it's nominal, but the maintenance of their equipment and the clearing of weeds to keep power lines from burning down, to me, seems like just something they ought to do as a course of business. But
no argument here.
No argument there. So we do, the treasurer's already brought this to the board for a presentation. And so now we just have the whereas. We just have a little bit more detail from Pacific Corp on why they're getting a tax reduction for 25 counties. But with that information, I will say, with measured amount of protest, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners to credit property taxes in the amount of $57.62 with judicial interest to Pacific Corp as presented.
Second.
Okay. This is once again one of those issues that the burden and the time and the expense lands upon the counties and the county taxpayer. Just make note of that, state legislature and tax commission.
Yeah.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Treasurer, for all the work to come up with $57. That's,
thank you.
Gee, what a deal. All right. Second action item, consider signing an agreement with Dish Network LLC for Canyon County Jail.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, so Dish Network, what we're running into is for our jail facilities. Sparklight has reached out and told us that we are at kind of end of life, so they're not going to go with a certain service that we use now. They want to use a fire stick, which we can't use fire sticks inside of our jail facilities. So kind of going through different processes, we've looked at doing like just an antenna, going through that process, and we've reached out to a couple other agencies and then kind of found out a couple of them use Dish Network and a satellite. And so reaching out to the captain and kind of discussing with the captain to see if he'd be willing, if to go that way if we went that way. So we have already put Dish Network into the Del Hell Jail. But since it was over a certain amount of TVs, the cancellation and some of the fees that they charge, minimal to what we would have to do for this Pod 5 facility. So what this agreement here is for the Pod 5 facility, since we have two TVs in Pod 5, it'll have its own Dish system on that facility. But try to keep the prices down and negotiating. What they would do is, if we did as kind of a service agreement for a 2-year service plan, it really reduced the price by $400 or $500. And so just trying to be budgetarily responsible and working with legal on this, we came up with, I know the amounts are small, but I wanted to make sure this was in front of the board and had the board sign off on this. Is the reason we're going to a 2-year agreement is just the savings that we obtain on this. Again, we have to have cable TV. If not, you'd have riots and all kinds of fights and everything in there. So, and we just feel like the cable TV is just the way to go now, instead of Sparklight, like we had before.
Very similar to what we had before. It's just not having to provide Wi-Fi service to every television within the jail, and then giving them access to a completely different program that if they have the same account at home, they'd be able to log into it on our TVs and provide stuff that we don't want them to have. And it is a good way to occupy their time and keep them out of trouble by having some kind of entertainment. And it is a very base plan. There's not any movie channels or anything like that.
Chairman. So I have a question. Rick, we've maybe been with Dish before a while ago, or no? Never?
No, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. No, we just converted to Dish for the first time probably about 8 months ago.
Okay.
The reason I didn't come forward with that, it's just a different, that was a different agreement because of, they base it off of how many TVs are being used.
Okay.
The reason we have to go this way on the Pod 5 is because it's only two TV services in that facility. So it's a lot bigger expense. It was a lot bigger of an installation fee. That's why I wanted to go with the 2-year agreement to reduce.
Yeah. So. And I appreciate you looking at all of that. And I just wanted to make sure, like on the public or private location, so this is page one of the contract, there's a fee of $40 a month that applies to, you've looked at all of that and the monthly fee schedule to make sure that we're not going to be an excessive amount in all of.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I always have a line item in my budget for for like satellite or for TV,
mm-hmm.
Even through Sparklight. So, I mean, this actually comes in under budget than what we're paying now.
Nice. Thanks for your review on that and looking at Zach Wesley, and he's looked at the terms of the Dish contract.
It is a two-year agreement, which is a deviation from our standard. However, there's a $480 termination fee included in this, and Rick assured me that he could keep that amount of money in his budget to terminate this. It's not appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. I'm in favor, Chairman.
Let's hope it doesn't get that tight. Okay. All right. Well, Captain, I appreciate the time and Rick the looking out to do this in the most efficient manner that we have options available. And
so, Mr. Chair, there's only a couple of facilities that I'm looking at doing Dish. Juvenile, JJC, the probation side, there is a TV there in front. We converted that to an antenna for like PBS for the kids that come in for that room. I know the courthouse and like the coroner's office is still on Sparklight, but we are working on maybe converting even the courthouse to Dish, and that would be it. So,
okay, all right.
Lots to manage. Thanks, Rick, and we want to make it easy for the jail commander, Chairman. He's got a big job. Yeah. So with that information, if you're ready, Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement with Dish Network LLC for the Canyon County Jail as presented.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate your help.
Thanks. All right. Do we have legal business and general stuff that we need to deal with? Does it need to be open or in exec?
Mr. Chairman, an executive session under D and F, please.
D and F?
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, which are records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What do you say, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holt says, yeah, I think so. Okay. Yes. So motion carries unanimously. We can consider ourselves recessed in an executive session then. Thank you.